Blog Talk Radio.
Bit of my music here, but you know, I'm gonna go ahead and start the show. I'm gonna go ahead and let Lisa go ahead and do her thing, and then I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about this show and how to get it also anytime, anywhere. Let's go ahead and bring Miss Lisa on here. Lisa, are you there?
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. and Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much. And if you don't know, Lisa is one of the former hosts of the show. She offered to let me record a voice, and we had an agreement, and we're still friends and stuff. She's doing a thing. I think she's in Hollywood modeling or acting, one of those two. I couldn't think of which one for sure. But anyway, going on to the story. In a couple of weeks, we're going to bring back Mr. LaVon and Mr. 910. We're going to kick it up high here. We're going to do more critical thinking on the show. More critical thinking, as I refer to, is thinking outside the box, as far as not just taking everything as you see to be true. With relationships, for example, a lot of people are falling for the hype, someone spitting good game, you thinking this is real, then you find out a few months later, it ain't really about anything. It's nothing but the truth. We're getting deep into the truth. I don't care if it's going to hurt or it's going to make you cry, whatever. You might cuss me out. You might even call the show, whatever. I welcome you to call. State your opinion, but no matter how hard it is, it's the truth. And I don't sit here and be biased about it or anything. I sit here and try to be real with you and try to tell you what's going on, what's not going on. And today's topic is a very much important topic that does need to be talked about. But before I go into that, you can go ahead and make me one of your favorites, or add me as a friend on Blog Talk here. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. Go there, add me as a friend, copy the audio player, and put it on your page and put it on your friends' pages. What we're trying to do is increase the ratings here, because right now summer is just kind of lax, but we're going to bring it back up, and we're going to start working back on that web page that I was talking to Mr. LaVon about. We're going to go ahead and open up the whole playing field here. We're going to have forums, we're going to have blogs, video casting, things of those sorts. And we even look into doing some serious video, television, whatnot, because we're trying to get a lot of viewers to be aware of what's going on around them. A lot of people are falling for the hype that they see on TV, such as BET. This is how a man's supposed to be. He's supposed to be thug out. You shouldn't worry about his character. You should only worry about his paycheck. As long as it keeps coming, it's a lot of it. You don't have to worry about it, they're saying. And you're falling for some dumb traps. And guys, you're sitting there saying, well, don't put the woman's character on front right here. You're sitting here being told that she got to have some nice titties, big ass, things like that. I ain't saying you can't talk to a woman that's attractive. But that shouldn't be number one priority if you're considering someone serious, because you don't want to be with some dumb woman. That's not going to help you out there and be there in the long run. And she might just be out there for your riches, and you got to know how to figure that out before you even let these people get to your house or whatever. Also, we got voicemail, 641-715-3900, extension 33271 pound. Hit that up, drop us a note there. This is a live show, so you're welcome to call in. The number is 646-716-7911. But let me go ahead and kick it into Ultra Gear here. Today's subject is women who seek too much attention. In the description of this show, it's going to be talking about women who want a lot of attention and how this becomes a problem when they're trying to get in a relationship. As you know, fellas, we have a lot of issues going on here on the net and out here on the streets. I mean, it's getting crazy. I mean, a lot of people are losing their mind. A lot of people out here are selling themselves short. And I want to go ahead and just sum it up. I'm going to be frank with you here. We do have attention whores out here in 2008. The reason for attention whores, I'm about to go into that. And the reason why, I ain't talking about just average attention. Women do want attention. Don't get me wrong. There's women who want attention. Like, you know, I want a man to recognize who I am. Okay, that's attention. It, like a man wants attention. No, I want to be respected. You know, he going to do what he has to do to stand out. Then there's overkill to it. And these are the people I'm talking about, the overkill. I don't want no one to be sent here saying, oh, he's talking about all women. I'm talking about the ones that overkill, that showing their titties on Facebook, Black Planet, people showing ass cheeks everywhere, things of that sort. We need to go ahead and check that right there. Because who are you trying to get? Are you trying to get a husband? Are you trying to get someone to sleep with you for that night? That's my question. Y'all thinking I'm joking about it, but I'm not really joking about this at all, because the thing is, you sit here and get mad when a person calls you a hoe or something, but you put yourself in that situation with the content of what you're doing, not only online, because some people say it doesn't count, but also on the streets when you go out to the nightclub, things like that. Or when you're going out shopping, I saw some wild stuff. I mean, it's hot, but it's not that hot to do stuff like that. But just go ahead and go into the definitions of it, because I got many definitions from it. Most commonly found on internet, attention whore is almost in variety a 16-year-old girl who desperately craves attention in any form. The majority of attention whores are completely insane, and most still attend high school. I can kind of, sort of, somewhat agree. I give that on a scale of 1 to 10, a 7 on accuracy right there, because it's happening now. Some of these girls are already out of school. Now, the Urban Dictionary states the following: a persuasive pattern of excess emotional and attention seeking, beginning by early adulthood, and presently in variety contexts, as indicated by 5 or more of the following. Now, guys, you can call in the show and agree with me, yes or no, on this part right here. Number one, is uncomfortable in situations when he or she is not entering a center of attention. They're not the center of attention, basically. No one's not really focusing on them. They're not the primary interest of the story. Number two, interaction with others is often characterized by inappropriate, sexual, seductive, and provocative behavior. As you see the titties I was telling you about, things like this. Display rapidly shifting and shadow expression of emotions. Persistently uses physical appearance to draw attention to self. Has the style of speech that is excessively inappropriate or lacked in detail. They might say some stuff and you be like, well, what the hell are you saying? You don't understand. Shows self-dramatization, theatrics, and exaggerate expression of emotions. It's susceptible, easily influenced by others or circumstances. Considers relationship to be more intimate when they actually are. So, I mean, that's self-explanatory. Now, my definition here. I agree with the Urban Dictionary more, but my dictionary or my definition, excuse me, about attention whores, and we're talking about the ones with the women. Not all women. Again, like I say, if you're calling trying to say, well, you're talking about all women, I'm talking about all women. And if you listen to the categories that I've stated here, if you fall in it, I'm sorry. Well, hey, I'm not sorry. I'm just telling you what it is. I mean, ain't nothing to be sorry for. I'm telling you how it is, and I'm telling you what the guys are saying out here, and they kind of. A lot of dudes tune in for the show this week. Women who are looking for attention elsewhere, does it? Because she doesn't receive attention at home when they were a child, or they didn't get attention from the men like other women do. Even though they don't know what this woman's doing to get this attention exactly, all the dudes are talking about her, you know, she don't know. But that's my definition right there. It's a little mixture of both of them. I summed it up. Now, for others out here that might have their own definitions, I welcome you to call in. I welcome a lot of people to go ahead and place their calls in right now as we speak. The number is 646-716-7911. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go into it more because I got 4 or 5 pages worth of notes here, and I really do want to go ahead and explain everything that's going on. Women out there, some of these women will make sacrifices, and the sacrifices their respect to gain attention or get money from a man. If that means if you put yourself out there, then that's bad. You have Stephens, the lady from Video Vixens, you know, she made that book, what's her name, Karen Stephens or whatever. You know she put herself out there like that. No one did not put a gun up to this girl's head and tell her to make her lifestyle like that. She put herself out there, and now she's trying to say she's hurt, she's a victim. Don't fall for that, guys. I do not want y'all to take the sense of the road telling, well, she's right, a guy shouldn't do that. No one forced her to take that lifestyle. This is not slavery. This is the 21st century. When she was doing 20th century, late 20th century, doesn't matter. No one forced her. You know, you'll sell yourself out there, ladies, doing this type of stuff. But the thing is, the ladies are looking like, well, she got paid. You know, some dudes probably did do that stuff. No one can allow anyone to do anything to you unless you want them to. If it's not so, it's called rape. I'll let y'all know that. Ladies, don't look at this picture as saying, well, I want to go ahead and throw my stuff out there because I'm looking for love. Because the thing is, if you going out here throwing yourself on dick to dick or whatever, I'm not saying that you can't have sex, but you got to think logically on here. Because it's 2008. STDs are out, and a lot of y'all not thinking about that. Y'all think about, I'm going to get this dude. He going to give me a baby, but you don't know this dude's been fucking a dude himself, or he got something. You taking that risk on yourself. See, that's the whole problem right there. Attention whores are becoming straight out hoish, as far as I can tell. And the guys can come out here and tell me, you know, what they feel. I mean, even the ladies out there, they're welcome to talk about it. Y'all might think I'm wrong, but I'm telling the truth right here because you know I'm about to go into it. The people that's listening, Mr. Nick is listening out here. He knows what I'm talking about. Attention is part of a woman, which I told you before. But when you go to the extreme, like showing ass cheeks on Facebook or showing titties all over Black Planet, what do you think guys have in their mind when they see that? Do you think they're respecting you? You don't respect yourself when you throw your business out like this, so why should he respect you if he come off talking greasy? Because it's kind of funny when a guy says that and a girl gets mad. Why should you get mad when you put yourself in that predicament, lady? Don't say you respect the woman because you don't respect yourself. You seek attention, but you're seeking it the wrong way. And, I mean, for what? Just because a dude could talk about you, dude don't know you. I mean, real attention, go get the Nobel Peace Prize. That's some real attention right there. Here's a list of more details what an attention whore would say or do if you're talking to one. Now, I got this for some more sources of mine. If you want them, email me. You know the email address is mb_truth@yahoo.com. And Mr. Nick says they play the victim role. And that's the thing right here. I'm about to get on that. I think Mr. Nick must have saw my notes, too. In order to attain their necessarily daily doses of attention whores will employ a variety of tactics. Common examples include telling outrageous, usually untruthful stories about things that they claim happened to them. These stories may include incidents in which they were almost raped, most of the times by a close family member or a friend, claiming they have been stalked, claiming that they've been shot in the spleen or in the ass or some shit like that. And you know I'm telling the truth. And y'all think that's funny, but I'm telling the truth. I don't have a reason to lie about this. You know I'm not lying about this. And a lot of y'all are like, well, whatever. But it's the truth. I won't even go into it as far as why they lie about that. I could talk about that on another show. I want to continue on. They upload copy amounts of themselves at various angles, claiming to be bisexual, posting poetry which alludes to their dark, mysterious past, tricking guys into the friend zone, making YouTube videos where you just stare at the camera, claiming to be a beast when they weigh 90 pounds, contributing to Encyclopedia Dramatica, stealing from Encyclopedia Dramatica, vandalism. They're talking about the website where I got this from, because a lot of girls get mad about this when they put pictures of actual people. They even put the picture of a Miss Tennessee, what was it, USA. She got her crown taken because she's sucking someone's titty. They had pictures of it, and they took her crown, and she wanted to be the victim. That was my past. But you got to understand, when you step in that role, I mean, they got Vanessa Williams for some stuff, and she didn't even go that far. She took some new pictures, but, I mean, okay, those model pictures. But you sucking on someone's titty and another woman's kissing your ass, it's pretty much hard to say how you're going to get out of that one. They're not going to crown that. Posting song lyrics meant to describe that no one understands me emotional states. And, guys, when y'all see this, I know y'all wondering, like, on Facebook or Yahoo, why are they doing this stuff? They seeking attention, because I saw one girl talking about, well, no one's out here, no men, any men out here aren't men. Stupid stuff like that, and they put themselves in the situation again. Cutting or occasionally half-heartedly attempt suicide. I'm not going to go through all, because some of the stuff is not related. Famously self-promotion. Recording over 9,000 videos on MySpace and YouTube, wearing makeup and very little or very slutty clothing when webcam chatting. Claims they are a big deal constantly. Says I deal drugs at every opportunity. You know, brag about stuff. Repeatedly popular or funny quotes from popular shows constantly. They keep saying these things. Pretending to be gangster and always referring to saying the word nigga. Filling out foreign pointless questionnaires after pointless questionnaire, revealing their favorite things and secret dreams. And y'all know y'all see this on MySpace or Facebook. I see that all the time. I mean, why y'all put yourself through that? I mean, a guy is better for a guy to ask you that instead of you. I mean, I don't know. I guess y'all wasting time. 10 minutes of photography. Or photographing themselves dancing in their underwear, not what they were complaining, you know, not that they were complaining about anything. No one's complaining about that. That's why I got to say, I eat your pussy or I eat your ass. Now, I got to throw some caution into your ear, fellas, because some of these ladies out here, this is the attention whores, you got to be serious. You got to be serious about this because I got a headline here for you. Now, I know y'all thinking, what is he talking about? And I'm about to tell you right here. Beware. If you have sex with one of these people, she, and I really don't want to go into he. I want to talk about she because this is about the woman today. Talk about the man later. But this is very, very disturbing. As I was saying, if you have sex with these type of women, the whole internet will know about your shit, about what you did, every detail. Not saying that you were really good, you know. If you were hitting, you were breaking it down, that's cool. But if you're trying to get some on sneak tip, that shit's all ruined. If you're in a relationship with an attention whore, she may invite the whole world to an online self-pity party, reveal to everyone what evil person you are. And I saw this on Facebook. It was like me and the dogs, why he leave me. They be playing some Mary J. Blige, crime, burning some cassettes, some shit like that. You know, you do not want to get caught up in no nonsense of this. Now, it's not every man's thought of this, because you got some guys out here, they don't have value of themselves. They will take anything that's offered at the table. I'm talking about the real men out here that's handling their business. They in school, getting an education. They are basically paying their own bills. They're not relying on mom and dad to do everything. They're not even living at home with their mom. They at least have an apartment, and they have payments, bills, and stuff like that. When a guy has these things, he's not trying to deal with none of this nonsense. Because, I mean, maybe when he was younger, when he didn't know better, but when you get older, when you start having priorities, serious priorities like bills, loans, of these sorts, car notes, you do not mess with these type of people. It's just too much time, because all they're seeking is attention. It's just like a black hole. Nothing comes out of it. They just suck everything that comes in it. And you trying to pull something out of there, it's very impossible. There's nothing coming out. It's not that I want to talk bad about these people. The thing is, I just have to be frank with you. I have to be honest with you and tell you the truth about the situation that I see and that what the other men out here see. And Mr. LeBron, if he was here, he was confirmed with what I'm saying, too, that he sees this, too, because he's on campus and he sees all this nonsense. Now, in a woman, and most of these men's got most of these men's minds as far as seeing this when they go out, they're not thinking, oh, man, you know, I bet she'd be a good loving boo. I wouldn't mind having her as my wife or girlfriend. Hell no. That's not what they're thinking. These guys are saying this line, you know, that's probably a good fuck, and I'm going to make her a busted baby. And that's the logic of it. You come off with your titties out, shined up, gloss, you know, or everything. You shaking your ass, you acting like a hoe or whatever, but you seeking attention. You get the wrong attention. Just like Dave Chappelle was saying, you know. He walked up to her and treated her like a hoe. She said, just because I'm dressed like one doesn't mean I'm not one. I'm not one of them. Like, cause, you know, I'm looking like a hoe doesn't mean I am a hoe. He said, well, you know, you're throwing very frustrating signs. What if I was dressed up as a police officer? And someone said, help, help, police officer. Just because I'm dressed like a police officer doesn't mean I'm a police officer. And, you know, you're contradicting yourself. So let's just be logical here. Think about the stuff we're seeing here. You get upset. Most of y'all want to tell me, man, ain't no good. But what are you wearing? How did you get that man to you? Did you have an open conversation with him that was not provocative sexually, like your titty shunk? Because a guy coming over there, he might bullshit you. Some of these guys say, well, I want to come over there because you look very interesting to talk to. Yeah, you look very interesting. You got some nice-ass titties or whatever. I'm trying to see if I can fuck tonight. That's what some of these guys are coming over there seeing. I really not prefer to mess with attention whores because they like to party in groups, too. Because me and some of my boys, when we went to the club these weeks, you know, here for the ending days of summer or whatever, we saw like a group of girls just throwing their shit out there. I mean, titties are all out. They dancing. One girl, because it's like white girls that I saw, because we went to a white club. And I'm just trying to get my studies out. I just came back from a black club, and I wanted to study, see how white people act. So we go out there and see one sister. She totally lost her damn mind, showing all her ass, draws, everything. And when these pictures, and that put this picture on Facebook more likely, but she didn't care. She's thinking, oh, it's cool. You know, attention whore, 101, you know. If you want to see some attention whore, go down to Green Street. You will see a lot of it. A lot of girls kissing on one another, you know, shit like that. No, none. Some do say that that's a turn on, but to me, that's some bullshit. Coming out of the closet lesbian shit. I ain't saying anything about anyone that's with your sexual orientation. I'm just saying, if you it, that's it. Don't come off and try, oh, I'm straight, and you kiss on something else. Because, you know, that's BS. It's just like a guy that's on the DL. If he is, needs to come out. Don't sit there and be like, oh, I was just playing. Because that's not cool. That's not cool at all. And they're just trying to find an excuse to justify what they're doing. See, guys can't get too many excuses like that. If you see a guy kissing a guy, they know who just playing. They're going to label you. But for women, they got some leeway from that. But we're about to go ahead and bust that bubble right there. Now, most of these women give the ones that are doing the right thing a fuck-up chance. Now, as I mean, it makes it very hard for these women to compete. Some of these guys out here are stuck on their dick. A lot of them out here are playing around, and, you know, they're like, man, why should I settle for this girl right here with the glasses, got her clothes on right? And I saw one of those girls at the club, at the end club in Greensboro, and she didn't have nothing revealed, like her arms were revealed and her legs, but the skirt wasn't up high, was right above her kneecap. So that's cool, respectable, very calm, quiet. I said, this ain't the club type person right here. You can see that obviously from what we see right here, you know? The thing is that when you have something like that going for you, and you trying to go to the club, and let's say you're not looking to just mess with the average attention whore, watch out for those type of ones, because you're going to be looking very odd at this person, because this person's not all out, outgoing. They might be tagging along with one of their friends, and they just chilling. That's not an attention whore right there. You can see if you can approach her and see what happens. And she looks like she would offer you some conversation. But let me go into it some more. Now, just like some of these guys out here that like to simp, they make it hard for some of the guys out here that's really men, that's really on their business, on their game, to basically come out and talk to a woman. Because if you got all these knucklehead fools out here basically tagging along, saying the same old line, tricking out all their money, and you come along, and she used to the old stuff, and you knew you coming on some real out-of-this-world game, she's not going to be able to recognize that. She's going to think it's whack, because I've talked to women like that before where they thought, oh, that's whack when a man won't take me out to eat. Why should he take you out to eat on the first date if you're not willing to sit down and talk to him first? He might have said, let's talk for the next 15, 30 minutes before we even go out to eat. And you can't set up for that. You don't want whack because you're really not looking for him to talk to you, get to know you. You say you want that, but yet you want to go ahead and be quick and smash. You can't be like that if you're trying to start a relationship. And that's what makes it so bad for the attention girls out here. They're not used to that. They're not used to a lot of stuff like that. Now, again, the number is 646-716-7911. You're welcome to call in. We'll chop it up. We're going to talk about some more stuff right here. I want to say some stuff that Mr. Nick just stated here. You know, he said one of his friends, one of my friends and the mother of his child had it openly. The Facebook status stuff is the worst thing invented. I had a situation where the girl would call me, had attitude sometimes if I message her. But if I saw her, it was all good. Come on now. I had to change her. I mean, you go through that stuff. I wouldn't waste my time, Mr. Nick, because if you ain't down with the program, then bye, you know. That's my whole thing. A lot of attention whore and stuff is not good for anyone. It's not good. I mean, who wants that? You see, I think the thing is what the priorities is. If you're messing with someone like that, they're going to burn out anyway. They're going to burn out very quickly. And who wants to be with someone that's going to burn out very quickly? And I can tell you who's the attention whore. You can see these old drunk women out here trying to grab on to men. They still don't know. They still don't get it. I met some people like that doing a Christmas party at my grandma's house. Some woman trying to grab up on me. You could tell she was drunk. Telling, oh, you look good. Old woman. And she got some dude. She even respected the dude she was with. I guess the dude was happy just to get a woman. But no, I mean, no matter how old you are, you do not let any disrespect go unattended to. That's my whole thing. But you have to set your priorities. it's not even about the woman here, but with these simp-ass dudes, they don't have their priorities straight. Just like these attention whores, they don't have their priorities straight. They're basically seeing that their priorities are to just get more attention, get all the women or whatever like that. But like, again, I say, I'm talking about the women today. We'll talk about the men later. You know, real men set their priorities and they spit real game. She thinking it's whack. You don't even need to mess with her because basically she's not mature enough to handle your game. That's all that is. Because a lot of guys have to come off and say, let me buy you a drink. Let me be the one to eat your ass out. Things of that sort. You don't have to be like that. Because she's not going to respect you anyway. She thinking, oh, all this is, you just going to be a tool. And you don't want to be a tool to a woman. If all you want is just try to stab something, go ahead. But if you're trying to turn something serious into something like that, it's not worth it. Especially with digital. I'll be careful with them. When you go too far with an attention whore mentality, you lose sight of the fact, why did you do it anyway? Because you might be thinking, well, I'm going to see after his ass. And she know what you after. She might drag it out into months and stuff. And if you're not strong enough with your game as far as recognizing that, you're going to lose the fact on what was going on. And she might have you at the altar, and everyone's going to be picking at you. Do you want to be caught with someone like that? No one's not going to take you seriously. You might get the right man out of there, but when it happens, you don't realize it, and you let it get away from you. So when an attention whore is stuck on her zone, she's stuck on there, I'm basically saying. What was her reason for the attention whore? To get attention, to be love, right? Someone to see her. Let's say she's looking for this type of man, got her stuff together, this blah, 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 this. She said that 1 year ago. So she began her attention whore adventures with her crew. And all of a sudden, she do get the man, but she just so wrapped up into her attention whore phase that she let him pass by. You don't get no chances like that. Someone else is going to grab them. And they have regrets. They do. They might tell you they don't, but they do. A guy once told me something like this when I used to work with him. He said the problem is that women know how to get a man. They know how to get him. They know the tools or the trick to get a man, but they don't know how to keep a man. And a lot of women are caught up in that predicament. And a lot of them are saying, well, whatever. You know, it's not my fault, it's his fault. And they're blaming themselves. I'm doing a show tonight about people blaming God. I got one dude here talking about he's suing God. And we're going to talk about that issue as well. But anyway, going on to the story, you know, you put yourself in that predicament. You can't snap out of it. I really wouldn't recommend you be on attention whore at all. I mean, you're going to get your attention, whatever you do. Guys are going to give women attention regardless. But if you're going all outrageous and stuff, it changes the whole thing of how you was coming off as a sweet, wholesome girl to a slutty-ass hoe in their mind. You don't want that in a man's mind because he's going to take advantage of you. He might play those little tricks. Some of these guys out here would do it. They just want some ass. They're hurrying up for some ass. They'd say anything. If I spoke to older men out there, they'd say anything to make a woman happy, and you'd get some ass, and then you'd leave her then. I'm telling you now, this is what some of the guys have. I don't want you to get upset about it. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to call in 646-716-7911. You're welcome to call in. I'm about to go ahead and continue on with my message. Now, it's just unnatural for a man to be a trick. When a man sees that a woman goes for tricks, he's misinterpreting the real men must do to get a woman. He's thinking that's what he's supposed to do. And a lot of guys do see that from what TV goes on. You got P. Diddy and Nelly and then throwing money in here. And I see guys in the club doing what they see on TV. They're not really looking into the books and seeing how men used to date actually in history. So that's a fantasy right there. And these women not really asking these dudes. They might get turned on by them costing the money because it's like the middleman of it all. But the guy doesn't recognize that the woman, like I say, is not in love with them. Just because they are in love with what they have, the money or the popularity or things of that sort. That's been going on since the beginning of time when women were not working in offices or whatever. when men were hunters and warriors, women were to take care of the kids and make food. Even before she was with a man, she had to compete with other women to get her a mate. So she had to look healthy. She had to look like she can bear children. Men had to find out who he could have and who can qualify for that. So some of these women would do things that they normally would not do. You know, shake their ass, be all aggressive. You see a lot of women doing that now in the dance club. Crazy shit. And see, the thing is, they're not looking at the men. This is not a tribe. Back in the day, you know, you have villages, tribes, things of that sort. You knew about the person because it was in your village. Now, you don't know the motherfucker from campaign. You're doing all this stuff to get his attention. Well, if he got something, you fuck. Because you want him. You got him all right. You got something else, too. I mean, the same thing applies today, again, like I said in 2008. You know, other than women working, they getting their money and stuff, but women are getting more aggressive on doing this attention whore stuff than ever. Because it used to not be like this a few years ago. Now it's getting picked up from all colors and creeds and religions and stuff. Wherever you are, I mean, it's being affected everywhere. Some women will go out and do nasty things just to show that she can please a man better than the next woman can. They will throw their lives into a stranger who might not even consider them with the same mutual feelings as what she has for him or whatever he can do. Let me inform you of something. When you look at a person with STDs, I mean, what are y'all going on? Y'all think y'all old-looking, ugly-looking? No, not really. Most of the time, from what I heard, you see people going to clinics looking good as hell, but they got something. That's the thing. They get themselves all out there looking good, and they catch something. It's not an ugly disease. It's a disease for everyone, particularly if you can go to a free clinic and look at these people come in there. Because I always wonder when I see a chick going to the clinic, what is she going in there for? Yeah, I wondered that. And some guys don't think like this. Oh, she might just get a checkup. You don't know that. She might have something. You don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't put that out. But attention whore can get to that dangerous level right there because you're risking everything. Something that can be painful, incurable, or terminal. Excuse me. My point being is that this is what things can lead to. So if you don't check yourself out there when you're looking for love or whatever you're looking to have, it's not worth a life. I don't know about you or the other people who are listening in on this show, but I think you need to call your friends and tell them about this show. Tell them that they need to listen to the truth because it's a lifesaver. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, if you have friends out there that need help, people that's out there that's just playing around, you got to say something, you know? I mean, it's bad. Now, Mr. Nick has pointed out, speaking of attention whores, you ever seen this show called Bridezillas? If you not, you got to see it. Some clips may be on YouTube. I saw Bridezillas, and I saw how that shit can be crazy. And a lot of women go on there for their attention, again, that last final attention, for to get married. Because I think some women, it's just like weddings. Some women out there will throw up a $30,000 wedding or a $140,000 wedding, when they're knowing they're living beyond their means right there when they're paying for something like that. I listened to a clip from the Dean show. If you don't know, check out the DeanTV.com. I believe that's what it is. I hope you don't get upset for me mistaking this website. But anyway, the Dean pointed out a clip about this man and his wife or future wife, and he got a ring, and they added up the wedding price. And he's like, wow, man, that's a lot of money. You know, that would have been used to buy another car or a good down payment on a house. And she turned around and said, well, we both agree on it. And he shook his head, yeah, I guess we did both agree on it. She agreed on it. Because a wedding is geared more towards a woman because it's his last moments of attention right there. And some of those women want to be a bride. They don't want to be a wife. They seek the attention because they show their girlfriends, yeah, girl, I made it. I got all this and that. And actually, it's not what it is. Some people break up in 5 years. I was talking to one girl trying to grab up on me, and I said, aren't you supposed to be married? She told me, not anymore. I said, what do you mean not anymore? I'm not with him no more. What is marriage all about? My parents have been married for 30-some years, about 35, 36 years. Now some people came and last for 2 or 3 years. I mean, what is it? Y'all playing around. I mean, in my opinion, I think you are playing around. No man ain't going to sit there and tolerate that. That's why I consider myself staying single. Because, I mean, where y'all minds at right now? Because a man ain't going to sit there and waste his time being with just one woman. And Mr. Nick can agree with me, Mr. LaVon, Mr. 910, why should I waste my time devoted to just one woman who's not serious about the whole relationship game? Because if you're down with it, I'm down with it. But if you sit here and want to play around, you want to seek attention, you're really not serious about it, then you should be cautious about it. I was speaking to one girl from D.C., and I think she was seeking attention too, because another thing you want to point out, attention whores will add you on a random basis. You might not even know the person from campaign, but they add you. You got to take caution again, like I said. And she contacted me, writing all types of stuff, telling me how she looked and this and that. And I'm like, okay, you all right, you know, not giving the full attention. Because you can play that on. You have to use a psychological game called common sense. Thing is, don't feed into it, because she's not going to look into you as an equal. Because I was listening to one of the previous shows that we did with Mr. Royal Flyness, and he pointed that you do not want to be put into a situation like that, because she's not going to look at you as an equal. She's just going to be like, okay, whatever, same old Mark or whatever. You don't want to be put in a situation like that, because I didn't let that happen. I just took her off my friend's list after I added her, because she really wasn't hitting on them. She was bragging about herself, this and that, how she did good, she looked good, stuff like that. It's about all you can talk about. You can't talk about anything. So I like to have an informative, educational, intelligent conversation. I'm asking about what other stuff you've been in besides, like, dance team or dance clubs or whatever crap like that. You know, I'm asking, are you in anything dealing with your major? She wouldn't respond. I guess she got upset because I was asking the wrong questions, asking informative questions, because that tells me right there, if you can't answer that, then what's my purpose of chatting with you for? You're not serious. You're not serious in wanting to talk. I mean, you either serious for attention or you're teaching for fucking. And some girls go both ways on that. But, I mean, after you turn to a point in your life, you're not going to sit here and be wondering, well, should I still mess with her? Like I say, guys, if you're on your real game, you're trying to get out of the situation you are in right now, this is the show for you. The ladies, if y'all trying to find a correction in your life, this is the show for you. You need to hop on the show, like I say again, and tune in and look at what we're talking about here. Now, I mean, the thing is, no one's not going to sit there and be thinking about turning anyone to a wife if we keep up with this mentality. And that's the problem right there. A lot of women rushing to want to get married before they turn 30, and they don't understand why that no one ain't trying to get them to the altar quick enough. You know, they're not trying to get them there. Because if you're doing the same thing, you shaking your ass, and I met you in the club, and you all these dudes are all after you, then after they trick you, you want to come back to me. Who wants leftovers? Who wants an old 1982 Toyota Corolla? I don't. Do you? That's how I see it. Now, Mr. Nick has pointed out a lot of stuff out here, too. He said even if she was at the start of legalities of marriage and the potential for change often scare a man. In this day and age, there is nothing you can do outside of marriage that you can do within one. He speaks real truth right there. I mean, Mr. Nick, hell, he should come on the show. But the thing is out here, though, honestly, no one is not going to try to get up with no one that's out there trying to be shaking ass out there in the club or being the most attention whore person that you possibly can be. Because the ability is That's why a man trying to be in a relationship with you. If it is, it's a short term to get some ass. He just don't know how to come off and play ass. He might play a friend's route for a while until something go happen. He might get some petty pussy or whatever. Things of that sort. Because some guys would do that. They will fuck no matter how it is. They would do anything. They will bring teddy bears. They'll pay your rent off. They would do a lot of stuff to get that ass. And you think, oh, this is love. This is love. It's not really love. It's really just I'm trying to get a good nut. In my opinion, for the guys out there, if you want to trick out, don't even put yourself through all the effort. Just buy you a prostitute for the night and do her. You still, if you're going to trick, you'd be like, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Why not? Why don't you get a prostitute? Because that right there, that cuts all that nonsense. It's much cheaper, depending on where you go, wherever city you in. Maybe in Las Vegas, a little bit higher or whatever. Around here, it's much cheaper from what I've heard. I ain't messing with no prostitute. Prostitutes came up to me, said, no, you can work for me, I tell them. But the thing is, you don't want to be caught in a situation to be put like that because a lot of people are playing around with these gangs. If you want to sit there and deal with an attention whore, sit there and let her play games with your mind. Like I told you, she might trick you into things thinking you're going to get somewhere, and she puts you in the spot and said, hey, you know, we're just going to be friends, you know. What do you think about my dress? I'm going to get all the guys at the club. You don't want to be put in a situation like that. You do not. You have to check that, how that is, and go on with your life. So let me go on with the finish of my conclusion of this right here. Now, you might think it's whatever. You know, you might be like, okay, you've been talking about life. You've been talking about whether if you want to be the most popular person or whatever while you're in school or social scenes at work or whatever. But after 5 years, a lot of shit will change. It will wash out. You will wash out totally if you want to keep going this way. You can't be a attention whore forever. Like that old woman trying to touch me. No one want her. No one wants her. Someone desperate. No one wants that. All drunk and messed with drugs and stuff. That's where you can leave your possible life or even in a graveyard if you want to go out here and take Russian roulette with a raw dick going up in you. You can do that. You can do that mission. Or you have another option. You can straighten up and fly right and value yourself and value your body and value your honor. When I mean honor, I mean like you don't allow this stuff to happen to you. You don't allow yourself to fall for peer pressure. Your friends out here are telling you, go ahead, girl, you can do it. Because you'll get your just rewards at the end. If you push yourself hard enough and you stick to commitment as far as I'm going to do my stuff and I will get the final attention, you will. It will come out like that. I know Condoleezza Rice wasn't like that. I'm going to go get all the dicks up in college. Look at her now. Look what she is, Secretary of State. No black woman's ever held that before. I don't think no woman ever held that position before. From what I've read, I mean, no. I think, yeah, I'm correct about that. I believe no black woman's ever held that position before. Now, come on then. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Do you really want to play around with your life? Because a lot of friends out here that you think they're your friends, cause a lot of women have competition within their friends. They might be friends, but they're really not friends. Especially when everyone's desperate looking for a man, but they're not trying to come out and say, I'm desperate looking for a man. They might come off of, oh, I got men chase me left and right. But just because you got an old wino or old trick dude, you're not happy with that. That's not the type of man you want to be with. He's not satisfying you. He's just there to maintain your lifestyle. But the man that's going to take you to the next level is not going to be any ordinary man. He's going to be a man with extraordinary abilities. And I don't mean he got to have a bunch of money and things like that. This man's going to have some real game to himself. He's not going to be on no nonsense stuff. But your friends will try to sidetrack you. I've experienced some stuff like that where a friend might be jealous of the other friend, but they don't come out and say, they sidetrack you and use everything that you might have a little argument with your man. Everyone has arguments in a relationship. If someone said they don't, they're fucking liars. Everyone's have a little argument, spit spat, little one at least. But you work things out. But a friend would go in there and mess with your emotions, mess with your mind, and tell you that, you know, you don't need him. you can get this other guy I can hook you up with. I'd rather see them fail than to just be real with them, because they don't want to be alone by themselves. These people know misery loves company, and they'd rather pitch you right there, right beside them, so you can never attain that goal that they seek, or don't get it before they get it, you know? You know, they might talk shit about you after this, too, when you know. Now, some of you were root to use no condom. Some of these girls out here say, you know, go get that guy you saw at the club. He drives a nice car. He got Rams on the car. He got a BMW. Ooh, a Mercedes-Benz, girl. He don't got no, ooh, I saw his, he dropped his, what's it called? Savings account slip. He got money in the bank, girl. Oh, I'm going to let him have some tonight. Make him my husband. And motherfucker might be manipulating. He might not even be having all that stuff. He might just do like they did off, that dude did off of Sprung. He might have gone up there, trick you up, thinking he got all this stuff. You let him take a raw dick up in you. He got something. You find out later, you might have a child. And you pissed off. You hate all men. And you put yourself in that situation. You don't want to fail in life. Life is not a game. You do not want to fail in life, because you fail in life, it can mess up your whole life. I mean, a guy hitting some random chick without a condom can mess up his whole life before he even starts. Especially young guys at the ages of 18 to 29. I want to say right in that range. Your life is not even started yet. Either you don't even got the foundation built yet, or you just got done building the foundation. You got to go ground up, okay? Don't put yourself in a situation like this, guys. I don't care how good she looks. And you got friends on both ends, guys and women out here that watch you fail and laugh at you once you leave school. Or you got to get meds because you get STDs. I have an important message to say about your friends that might not like it, but here goes. Fuck them. That's right, fuck them. Don't let them trick you up with backward bullshit, because friends don't let friends fall into whore trick phases. I mean, I don't let my friends fall into no nonsense like that. I know it might hurt, but I'm being truthful, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get your friends caught up in no nonsense as far as what we're seeing right now. What woman that respects herself and her body is going to allow her best friend to get caught up in some conniving bullshit as far as letting people lie to her, talking about that dude lover, when you know the dude sat there just fuck Sheila or Tammy or Laverne right down the street the other day. You know it. You're going to let your friend fall for that trap. God knows what these girls get, because they like the stinks of the neighborhood. No one wants to have that. Now, what man out in his right mind is going to tell another man to get all the girls no matter what? Don't even worry about what their names are. What man in his mind? No man or no woman's going to say that. You got little kids that might think like that. But we got to stop being dumb. There's no excuse for ignorance in the court of law. You know, that's what they tell you when you got to go up there when you're trying to do with a baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. There's no excuse. No excuse at all. So why make an excuse? Why put yourself in that situation? These ladies out here that's on detention whore, they don't want to get off of it. They will find out within 5 years. Because you can detention whore all the way up to you close to 30 or whatever, but those first 5 years, when you do it, you drastically change from what I saw. I saw one girl came in all sensitive, wearing glasses, all sweetheart, still ain't got no man, but she just gone terrible, putting body art all over her body just to get a man. None of these men feeling it. They say what they say and get what they want and then dip. There's no commitment. Now she's thinking there's no real man. The thing is that she don't want to change up. She's thinking this is what a real man is. Real man is going to sit there and tell you whether you like it or not, how he feels. Not what you need to hear. Not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And same thing with a woman. A woman's not going to sit there, no matter how good the dude look, to say, okay, I want you to take this raw dick up in you. And she don't know him. She's not going to do that. She's not going to do that at all. And don't let your friends root you. And why the reason I say root It happened in high school that one of my homeboys, he passed away. He was the football quarterback at my old high school. He was a star, I guess, you know, local little star, local school. We only had like 400, 500 people there at the time. Anyway, some girl comes out there, and they were like, I bet you won't suck the quarterback's dick. And she said, uh-huh. No, first she said, no, I shouldn't do that. And I said, go on, girl, make you popular in school. And they rooted her, and she starts sucking this thing on the bench at the school. She starts sucking in front of everyone. After he busted nothing done, he like, I don't want you, you nasty. I just want you to suck my thing. Her friends that rooted her turned around, called her a whole slut, everything. It hurt her feeling so bad. Her whole face was wet, crying. Now, like I say, friends will root you on doing some stuff to disrespect your body, your whole staff. Because after that, no one gave her respect back. I mean, as far as those friends went. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. You don't want to be caught in nothing like that. I mean, honestly, you do not want to be caught with some bald-headed fools to sit there and tell you you should go ahead and throw your body out there just to get that man. It ain't worth it. If the man ain't up on your game as far as you doing right as a woman, as you respecting yourself, and he can't respect that, you don't need him. Travel, shit. That's what I do. If these girls out here ain't up the par on their stuff, I'm not going to drop down to their level to get a woman. They're going to have to come up on my level. And I recommend the same for a woman. If you talking to dudes in your town and they're not talking the right thing, and you got your money together, you got your degrees, you doing you, you go out there. You go out there and travel the world. You'll find someone. Trust me on that. But don't take that as an easy route as far as saying, well, I can let my guard down, because you still got to keep your guard up no matter where you go. Keep your guard up and do not let anything come down on you as far as backstabbers, liars, more attention whores, they're trying to convert you. Even out, you know, out for these people who tell you you can't make things happen. A lot of people tell you you can't make anything out of your life. And another thing for the guys out here, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about the guys. I might say that for a later on show, maybe within this month when I get Mr. LaVon back on here. But the guys out here, a woman ain't going to respect no trick. I'm going to tell you that right now. She's not going to respect the trick. She might tell you she might just to keep getting that money, but she's not going to really respect you. And you might be associated around some tricks. I recommend you break off your friendship. I don't care how hard it may be. Let them go, because it's not worth it. It's not worth you being called out, being associated with tricks, because they will try to turn you inside out. You don't need to be around no tricks. You don't need to be around no cowards. If you do got to be with them still, like they might be a brother or something, make your time short and go on with your business. Again, a bunch of tricks in the city of Greensboro. You can't fall for it. You don't need to be tossing out your money to impress a woman. A woman's going to be impressed by a woman now. I ain't talking about no girl. A woman's going to be impressed by the content of your character. If your mouthpiece is right and you're not just saying anything to get her ass, you got to be real. Because if you're sitting there telling her everything she wants to hear, she going to know it. I don't know if y'all know that, but y'all need to get off of that backward stuff. But other than that, man, this is my show. Tune in for tonight at 8:30 p.m. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/followmen. We're going to talk about people who blame God for their problems, and I'm going to have a special guest speaker there. Also, you can get the show anytime you want to. After the show's over, I'm going to put it on autoplay. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. You can also go there and get past shows as well. I recommend you add me as a favorite. Make sure that people know that you're listening to this show. Post my show up on your page or your friend's page or blogs. We're going to keep coming back, and we're going to keep coming stronger. We're about to wrap up right here and begin the fall season. It's going to be more critical thinking, because I want people out here to be aware of what's going on here. You can email me anytime you want to at nb_truth@yahoo.com. You want to talk to me on a personal note about a situation that's going on in your life, please feel free to do so. And a voicemail, 641-715-3000. 3900 extension 33271 pound. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, tune in tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Falling Men, www.lawtalkradio.com/falling men. Do not miss out. I thank you for tuning in, and God bless.